where it is safe to say that, that quarterback Josh McCown has really been everything the Jets could have hoped for and more to this point.
How you doing, man?
Okay.
All right. Ready to take some, eat some Ravens meat on the table of meat?
Huh? Echo and Jekyll will be represented after the win.
All right.
I don't want to jinx the boys.
That's true, Lou. So what was your assessment of Mitch Trubisky, Lou?
He was great up until he had to be good. I mean, he was good as he was good up until the point he had to be good.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, it's the whole thing. I mean, they were, you know, you can't take close to Notre Dame. I mean, they're not the lovable Bears.
Yeah.
And,
I just felt like there was a new energy, at least. I mean, I don't know. It was disappointing at the end, but, you know, we'll move on with Guido being perfectly right at 1-4.
There we go. Hey, but I do have one other thing to note.
Yes.
Bears alum Josh McClown.
Yes.
Is the second greatest NFL quarterback in the league.
Who is he play with?
The New York Jersey Jets.
McClown,
the pride of Jersey.
Jets. What?
The pride of Jersey. The Jets fly high. Fly high, Jets.
With Josh McClown.
Yes.
You should have a series, Lou, of backup quarterbacks. Lou's backup quarterbacks that you can put out, collect them, trade them, put them in your bike spokes.
Yes. The Fantasy Bears quarterbacks, where do they end up and how many points will they get at the end of the year? I'll put that on the list of things to do for next year.
Okay. I saw that Cuddy got another win last week, so he's
okay.
Cutler got another win last week.
Did he have any interceptions?
I don't know. I think he has two so far.
Two so far. Okay, well, it's close.
Yeah. Lou, do you have a Bear of the Week?
Do I have a Bear of the Week? Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Hayward.
All right, Mr. Hayward.
If the Bears are going to do anything today, this guy's going to need a big day. He's going to need a huge day.
All right.
He's going to need at least 100 yards rushing. But I think it's going to be, you know, they're going to need those tight ends and backs, and I was torn between him and dear old number 86.
Yes. Well, my Bear of the Week is Kevin White, because he's sitting out this season.
A fine choice.
Thank you.
A fine choice.
Lou, our listeners have been pining. Are we going to ever bring back the sandwich review?
Well, listeners, you?
Yes, me, Lou. That's it.
Yes, we can bring back the sandwich of the week.
All right. Well, I kind of miss your pining and your analysis of the various sandwiches around town.
Okay, I guess I'll have to go out and eat sandwiches.
Lou, Halloween is coming up. Are you? Do you?
And when does Chicago celebrate Halloween? Saturday?
Yeah, I would think so. Okay. 2 weeks from yesterday. Yeah. Although it's one of those Halloweens where you can do Friday, Saturday, and the actual Halloween day. So, Lou, if you like Halloween, you got 3 days to do it.
I'm running for the hills. and be prepared to step over all the various landmines from the night before Halloween parties.
That's right.
And decorate the sidewalks.
Yes. It's a green glow, and it doesn't come from the Frankenstein monster.
Yes, exactly.
So... Well, Lou, I've got your question of the week since we're talking.
I'm all ears.
We're talking about Halloween costumes. Which Halloween costume describes your current mood? Your current mood, Lou. What kind?
My current mood?
Huh?
I guess my current mood.
Yes.
My favorite Halloween character.
Yes.
Now I have to think, because I don't think I've ever seen a Red Skelton mask.
So, Red Skelton. Well,
yes.
Would that be as one of Red's characters, or would it be just Red himself?
Well, you know, how can you not like Crazy Guggenheim?
Yeah, I think his name was Frank Fontaine. Crazy Guggenheim.
Yes, Frank Fontaine, yes. Yes, good old Frank Fontaine. Good, good commish.
Whatever happened to a guy who could do a drunk act, Lou? I mean, Foster True. Brooks, Frank Fontaine, Dean Martin. Lou, we're getting old.
Otis. Whoever Otis was.
Good old Otis from Mayberry, yep.
Yeah, Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. Bass. The great Howard Morris. All right, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and I'll see you at the table of meat.
All right, the table of meat is a chili. Come and guess what can I open it up from. Have an outstanding week, and come
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Backup Service. When you need to back up, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou backside you.